This is Cicely Tyson. On every autumn weekend of every autumn year, millions of people carry on a love affair with football. The sport, many think, is more American than just about anything, including baseball. From its modest beginnings, the professional game has grown to its present state, from a 10-week schedule to one that covers fully one half of every year, from simple padding and leather helmets to equipment so sophisticated it costs hundreds of dollars to properly outfit each warrior. Perhaps only one other sport in history ever developed such an unnatural reliance on orthopedic accoutrement. Medieval jousting. Yet football is very much the sport of the computer age, for its strategic refinements border on the sublime. The possibilities of moving 11 men on a field simultaneously are virtually unlimited.
46, 1, 65, 6,
But beneath all the technologically designed padding and behind all the computer-designed strategy, football is still a game played by men. Men who play for pride as much as for money, who hit, get hit, and give their all. Men who mete out and absorb incredible pain. But it must be remembered that they are merely mortal. And that's only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. Five nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, The Trenches by Percy Grainger. Our stars, Shepard Menken, Mary Jane Croft, and Gil Stratton.
A friend of mine once observed that the difference between football players and the rest of us is not that they are big, but they are so big. Our story is about one of these big men. His name is Bert Brandt. Big Bert Brandt. He plays for a professional team we'll call the Pumas, in a large northern industrial city.
Cameras one, two, three, in place.
Big Bert Brandt is 42 years old, well past the usual retirement age in a sport so punishing as football.
2 minutes, swear time.
But he is an institution with the Pumas. He's played with them since the franchise was formed. He lives by a simple code. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. Not that the Pumas are winners. In fact, they are the perennial also-rans of their division.
Cue up titles. Johnny Gomez, sports preview.
As we pick up the story of Bert Brandt, he's waiting in the wings of a television studio to be a guest on a local sports program. With him is his wife, Gina.
90 seconds. Ready, Mr. Brandt?
Yep.
Johnny, be with you in a sec, as soon as he's out of makeup.
You nervous?
What? After all these years? I always feel kind of silly with this makeup on, don't you?
Yeah, I mean because of what he's going to ask you.
What?
You know, about retirement.
Oh, why should I be nervous? Everyone's been asking me that for years.
Yeah, but this time...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, what are you going to say? Bert?
1 minute.
All right, all right. What do you want me to do? Go out and buy stock in a glue factory?
Bert!
Hey, hi, Johnny.
Hiya, Gina. How are you? Come to watch the show?
Yes.
Hey, Charlie, give Mrs. Brandt a chair, will you?
Tonight's a special occasion for us. We're going out to dinner.
Oh, yeah? Anniversary?
No, Bert's going
to... Let's have quiet. Oop. 30 seconds.
Sorry, Gina, that's our cue. Come on, Bert, let's get you settled in the hot seat here. I don't need to tell you anything, do I? You've been on this show 100 times.
You make me sound like an old man.
Ah, no. Watch the cables there. I don't want our star offensive tackle breaking his neck. All set?
5, 4, 3, 2.
Good evening. This is Johnny Gomez, and this is Sports Preview. My guest tonight is a man who plies his trade deep in the interior offensive line of the Pumas, in the trenches, as we call it, without his superb skill and his amazing 21 years of experience, without his perfectly preserved 260 pounds on his massive 6-foot-8-inch frame, without his ability to brush aside men 10, even 15 years younger than he is, to make the holes that have put our backs, Durango and Brzezinski, into the ranks of the top five rushers in the league, the Pumas undeniably would not be where they are at this point in time in the season. In second place, with a chance at the division championship, if they can get by the Iron Curtain this Sunday and go on to win the other two remaining games of the regular season. Big Bert Brandt, it's good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, Johnny. It's always nice to be here.
Hey, that was quite a pounding you took last Sunday. Did you make it to practice Tuesday?
Oh, sure.
They say that you can tell how old you are by what day of the week it is before you can get out of bed, but I don't suppose there's any truth to that one, is there?
No.
How's the back?
Oh, fine, fine.
And the knee?
Oh, I feel good, Johnny.
Bert, tell us, you're by far the oldest guy in the team. Does that give you a greater sense of responsibility?
You mean that I have to prove myself?
I mean in terms of morale as a kind of figurehead for the club.
Well, yeah. I guess the guys kind of look up to me. Oh, I don't know. Maybe not. It's different these days. I mean, the players are in it for different reasons sometimes.
Like short-term careers and then bang off to Hollywood.
Well, yeah, I guess. There's not always the same commitment.
Well, Bert, let's get down to brass tacks. In your honest opinion, is this the year? Are the Pumas finally going to make it to the playoffs?
Yeah, well, we've been knocking on the door for a long time, haven't we?
Well, it all hinges on this Sunday when you take on the division leaders. Beat them, and it's very possible.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And now, Bert, with your permission, I'd like to get personal. I don't think that there's anyone watching the show tonight who doesn't know the Bert Brandt story. Born in the Monongahela River Valley, a steelworker's son who fought his way out of the mill town with a football scholarship to Ohio State. All Big Ten your sophomore year, an All-American forever after. First-round draft pick of the Eagles in 58. Sidelined your first two seasons as a pro with recurring gastritis, and then on to the Pumas and glory. All pro virtually every year since 1963. A man who at the age of 42 is a machine, a phenomenon, synonymous with the game itself. And the big question on everyone's mind, is this the year that Bert Brandt retires?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it is, Johnny. Scout's honor.
You've said it before.
Oh, I know, but this year I mean it. Gina, my wife and I have talked about it a lot. I've been real lucky so far, but, you know, there's no point in pushing it. It's time to fold my tent and go home and... I promise Gina this is going to be my last season.
Even if the Pumas don't make the playoffs?
Win, lose, or draw, Johnny, this is it.
Well, that is quite an announcement. And what an incentive for you and your teammates to tear that Iron Curtain apart this Sunday.
Well, that's what we're going to do, and we're going all the way this year. And then Bert Brandt's going to keep the promise he made to his wife and hang up his cleats forever.
The picture we have of Bert Brandt, as painted by an admiring sportcaster, is nothing short of heroic. But behind every hero is a reality. The reality of the price paid, the toll taken. The reality of 22 years of pushing one's body to the limit and beyond in the quest of a goal. A championship. And now, as that championship seems within reach, there's one person who's not sorry that Big Bert Brandt is finally quitting the game. We rejoin our story in the office of Dr. Gerald Coggins, the team physician.
You mean it this time?
Yeah, I mean it.
Packing it in?
I'm giving it up, yeah.
Well, I'm glad. I've been saying you ought to.
Oh, Doc, what's the big deal? The time's come, all right. Why talk about it? Hey, blow that cigar smoke somewhere else. What do you make me sick?
I am smoking in the privacy of my own office, sir, while I give you the benefit of my personal attention so you can lumber back out and get beat up all over again. Anyway, I'm glad Gina was able to talk sense to you if I wasn't.
You ain't rid of me yet. You've got 3 games to go.
I just don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to go on patching you up.
You know what it does to me when you talk to me like that, Doc? It psychs me up.
There you go. That's it. I've done what I can. Come in tomorrow for heat and whirlpool.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Oh, I'm okay.
Your head. That was quite a blow you took last Sunday.
It's all right.
No dizziness? Blackouts?
No.
That's the third concussion you've had this season.
Well, what have I got up there to lose?
Plenty. Half your life, for one thing. In football, you may be an old man at 42, but anywhere else, you're still in the prime of life.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to that, believe me.
Good. You given any thoughts to what you're going to do?
No, not yet.
Oh? And why not?
I take the games one week at a time.
That's good for football, but the season is almost over.
Now, if we beat the Iron Curtain this Sunday...
Hey, come on, seriously, Bert.
Oh, something will turn up.
You think you'll stay around the game?
Where?
Front office.
Coat and tie, desk job? No way, no.
Coaching?
Oh, I tried that. I ain't a teacher. I mean, that's why I'm terrible in interviews. A reporter asked me what I did. I don't know. I just did it. It's instinct, you know.
Well, what about announcing?
Me, a color commentator?
Well, you're a pretty colorful
no,
guy.
No, no. I'm all right, but I'm not flip enough, you know. I'm not easy with words.
Well, something will come along. Don't worry. How about this Sunday? You up?
Oh, way up, Doc. Just real far up.
Are we going to take him?
Oh, we're going to take him.
Good. Give it everything you got, son. And you'll always find there's more where it came from.
Bert! Bert! Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Johnny.
Good workout today?
Oh, yeah.
Been in to see Doc Coggins, eh?
Oh, just routine, pal, that's all.
Oh, just a question. Not trying to put you over the hill yet.
I'm beginning to regret I ever made that announcement.
Hey, I wanted some inside dope from you for the pregame show. You know, straight from the shoulder. Speaking of which, how's...
It's okay, okay.
Good,
okay,
good, good.
Okay.
So, anyway, what do you think of that new kid?
What new kid?
Beef Wellington, the rookie offensive tackle I heard they just activated.
Hey, where'd you hear that?
Hey, come on. This is football, not Russia. So what do you think? Can he fill your shoes? Hey, it's just a question. No big deal.
Well, sure he can take my place. Anyone can take my place. Mickey Mouse can take my place. Mickey Mouse can take your place.
Bert, is that you? Hi, honey.
Hi.
So, how was practice?
Yeah, it took us a while to get our boilers stoked, but we did some good hitting. Hey, what's for dinner?
I'm not sure. It looked like half a cow when I put it in the oven. Want a beer?
Oh, yeah. Hey, no. Wait, will you? Sit down for a minute. I want to ask you something. What do you see me as? I mean, besides a football player.
I don't know.
Nothing?
I never thought of you as anything but a football player. Depends on what you want to do.
Well, what's that?
I don't know. What do you want?
Well, I don't know. What do you think I'm interested in? I mean, what do I talk about subconsciously?
Fishing? Your boat? You know a lot about boats.
Boats. What do you do with a boat? Work in a marina? Hire out the fishing parties?
We don't have to
well,
do that.
What else?
Well, don't you have any ideas?
I never thought about it. But I'm not trained for anything else.
There are things you can do without formal training.
Like what? Like what?
Well, open a restaurant, sell real estate, life insurance.
Selling's not a real job.
Are you worried about it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, don't. Don't, honey. Believe me, there is life after football. But don't think about it now. You need all your concentration for the game this Sunday.
Hmm. You coming to the stadium?
Do I have to?
Well, what do you mean?
After watching you taken out last week with that concussion.
Why, come on. I told you the doc said it wasn't a concussion.
Do you tell him about the dizziness, your headaches?
Yeah. He said it was nothing. Now, come on, honey. I need you there.
Sure. I'll be there. Just like all the years since college, every crisp, bright autumn Saturday when we went off to the stadium with a car blanket and a thermos, something to tingle the throat, smuggled in past the ticket takers, brown and yellow leaves swirling around our feet. And then after that, on Sundays, airplanes and airports every year for how many years now? The autumn days aren't always as crisp anymore. You play longer seasons into winter. But how could I not be there?
Well, folks, this is exactly what one could have predicted. The Pumas coming into today's game, the heavy underdogs have put it all on the line here. But who would have thought we'd have such a finish? With only 1:39 left to go, the Pumas are only trailing the division-leading Iron Curtain by 3 points, and they have the ball and they're threatening. There's the pass to Hardy. He's got it. He's down in the 4-yard line. It is first and goal. It's pandemonium here, folks. The crowd's been on its feet the entire quarter. The Pumas fighting back from almost certain defeat. They're breaking from the huddle. The quarterback's asking for quiet. No chance. You can almost bet this play's going to go off right tackle, off Big Bert Brand, and the Iron Curtain knows it too. He's played a spectacular game, the best of his career. There's the snap. It's pitched to Durango to the right side. He cuts back. That's it. That's the play right behind the bulldozer of the Monongahela, and he's over. He's in. Durango is in. He scored. The Pumas go up by 3, and with less than a minute to go, that should be it. They have done the impossible. They have won.
Congratulations.
One down. 2 to go, eh, Doc?
Yep. And if you win those, then there's another, the first playoff game. And if you win that, there's the second playoff game, and then the third. And frankly, Bert, I'm not sure you're going to make it.
And then there were two. The hardest of the Pumas' 3 remaining games is over, and they won it. They're still in the running. But is Bert Brandt? And for how much longer? His problems are only beginning to surface. Saying you're going to quit is one thing. Making it to the end of the line is another.
Hello?
Dr. Coggins, this is Gina Brandt.
Gina, is something wrong?
I don't think Bert can come down today for treatment.
Why not?
Because he can't even get out of bed.
But this is Tuesday already.
Yesterday he couldn't move at all.
Is he going to miss practice too?
Yes, and I'm glad. He blacked out last night.
He what?
He tried to get up and he fell over. He was unconscious.
For how long?
10-20 seconds, I'm not sure. It just seemed like forever.
Now, Gina, don't. Anything that short isn't serious, but I'll be right over.
Well, Bert, there's nothing wrong with you that a month of rest and relaxation wouldn't cure, preferably the month of December.
Are you going back past the field?
Yeah?
Yeah, good. Give me a lift then, would you? I'm going to be late for practice.
Okay. I'll be out pestering your wife while you get dressed.
Well?
He's on his feet again.
Did you give him something?
No, just a dose of southern rye. Humor, that is. The more I josh him, the more determined he gets.
But is he all right?
Yeah, sure. I'm taking him to practice.
Are you sure?
That's the best thing to do, work out the kinks.
Kinks?
All you have to worry about is he doesn't swell up like a blowfish on your cooking when he stops playing.
Why are you joking about it?
Would it make any difference if I didn't?
I guess not. Bert's always done just what he wants.
Yes, and that's what makes him great.
Yes, but now?
Well, you just gotta figure out how to deploy our forces. You got a cup of coffee lying around?
Yeah, sure. In here. Is it bad, then, his condition?
I don't know. Who can judge the effect of getting beat up every week for 22 years? Who can say when the body is suddenly going to say it's had enough?
You mean there's nothing specific?
No, just the cumulative absorption of an incredible amount of pain.
Oh, I'm just getting so worried. I try not to let it show, but...
Nah, Gina. Bert is in good shape. He's in good condition. He's strong. There's no reason he won't finish out the season just fine. He is serious, though, about making this his last year, isn't
Oh,
he?
Yes. Thank goodness.
Gina, you listen to me. It is critical that you be absolutely supportive.
Of course.
Now, I mean, he has to sense that support in his bones. If he ever thought you'd lost faith in him, he'd lose faith in himself. And if he ever goes out on that field with only half a heart, that's when an accident could happen.
Hey, Doc, let's go. I don't want to be late.
You remember that, Gina.
Hey, Bert.
Yeah, Coach.
Move over here. I want to talk to you. Bert, I depend on you a great deal. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to put some heart in the right side of that line. I had a look at some of the game films this morning. They just weren't pulling their weight. Matt missed a couple of key blocks. Toby was firing out like an altar boy. Give him a little pep talk, will you? Get some fire on them bridges.
Okay.
Because between you and me and the wall, Bert, without you over there, we got nothing.
Oh, they're young, that's all, Coach. How come you're putting my beer in a glass?
Looks nicer.
Yeah. I like the can. Keeps it colder.
Well, I think we ought to start being a little more grown up around here. So you'll drink from a glass. You can eat the can on the side.
Just keep giving it to me in a can, huh?
How was practice?
Give and take, you know.
How about last week's game?
Forgotten.
How about this week's game?
Gotta win it.
Gotta win it how?
We're scoring more points than they do. Hey, where are you going? Hey, why don't we just sit here a little, huh? Why'd you turn on the TV?
Forgot to tell you. Johnny Gomez called this afternoon and said for us to be sure to watch the show tonight.
And, of course, the big news tonight is the game upcoming this Sunday between the Pumas and the Bengals. I'm picking the Pumas by 14, and I don't think I'm sticking my neck out.
Now, there's pressure for you.
I'll have my lines on all the games in a moment, but first, it's that time of year again when the sports community of this city picks our most valuable player for the season. And this year, the decision was unanimous. The MVP award goes to Big Bert Brandt, who by his dedication and courage has inspired and driven his team to a tie for first place in the division. Bert Brandt, who is without a doubt in anyone's mind having the best season of his long, long career. He has never looked better. The men in the trenches don't always get the glory.
Bert, that's wonderful. Why'd you turn it off?
Awards.
Aren't you pleased?
Oh, yeah, sure, I guess. Puts me in a real good negotiating position on my next contract next year, doesn't it?
You could ask them for the moon, they'd give it to you.
Hey, Gina, we got to talk.
Bert, you promised.
You think he meant it, the best season of my career? Gina?
No, you promised.
It's what I do, you know. That's all I meant.
I know it's not going to be easy to give it up.
Yeah, you know it. You know, it would have been easy to quit after that knee injury when I was 38 or when I was 40. Nice round number. Now there's no cutoff, no reason to...
But what is there left to prove? You've proven yourself over and over again, year after year, when everyone thought you wouldn't come back. What is there left to prove?
Well, folks, I think it's all over but the shouting. With less than 4 minutes to play, the Pumas are leading by 10, and they have the ball. But the Bengals have been a strong fourth-quarter team all year, and the Pumas aren't taking any chances. They're on the move again. There's the snap, the handoff to Durango. It's the bread-and-butter play off Big Bert Brandt. Durango picks up 5, 6, 7 yards and a first down. Wait a minute. Someone's not getting up. There's a timeout on the field. Someone's injured, and it's a yellow jersey. It's Brandt. Bert Brandt is down and he's in pain. He's definitely in pain. Dr. Coggins is out on the field. Bert is trying to shake off assistance and leave the field under his own steam, but I don't think that's going to be possible. He's getting a standing ovation. And in goes Bobo Beef Wellington, the young rookie out of Tennessee State, a very hot young prospect with a great career ahead of him. Coach Masters and Dr. Coggins are conferring over a seated figure of a very badly shaken up Bert Brandt.
What is it, Doc?
Might be another concussion.
I'm okay.
What happened? What was that?
Durango's going to go all the way to the score. They ran the I-32 cutback off of Wellington. Did you see the hole he opened?
Hey, that kid's going to be great.
I'm not quitting, that's all.
You were playing with men half your age.
That's right. I anchored the whole right side of our line.
Wellington plays very well.
What are you talking about? The touchdown play, it was luck. The last thing in the world they were expecting was that play without me in there. He's just a kid.
So were you once, but you're not anymore. This isn't college. It isn't a game anymore.
I'm not going to start thinking old. I do that and I'm through, finished. Nothing but a lame duck. They need me, understand that? They need me.
If Dr. Coggins was concerned before about Big Bert Brandt, he was downright worried when Gina came by to see him just 3 days before the final game of the season. Cicely Tyson again. And here's the fourth act of The Trenches.
What are you... Bert says he's not going to quit at all?
We had a fight the night after last week's game, and that's when he first said it. I thought it was just the heat of the moment, but he's been repeating it all week.
And I was certain this year he meant it.
He's upset because Beef Wellington played so well when he was injured.
No, Bert's upset because he's getting old.
Honestly, I don't know any other country in the world where they make such a big deal about aging.
And he's frightened at the prospect of change. He thinks football is all he knows.
So he's going to keep playing till he kills himself? I can't go through another season like this. Each year it's gotten worse, and now he's getting hurt in every game. They have to take him out of every game.
Gina, look. Stick it out through the end of this season, okay? He'll have 6 months to think about it after that. 6 months when we can go to work on him. But right now, just give him your support.
It won't work. He won't quit. You're worried, too, aren't you?
Gina...
You're not even sure he'll make it to the end of the season, are you?
I'm...
You aren't. I can see it in your face.
No, I'm not. I'm very concerned. But that's just between you
I
and...
I want you to make him quit.
How?
Prohibit him. Ban him for medical reasons. Refuse to pass him on his physical.
I can't, Gina. I honestly cannot do that because there isn't any one thing specifically wrong with him that would justify suspension.
Well, can't you make up something? The headaches, the concussions?
If I declared Bert unfit, he'd just go to another doctor, a specialist who'd give a different opinion. You cannot stop a man from doing something he's determined to do. Stubbornness isn't illegal and neither is fear. I can't dictate to a man his age what he ought to do.
So I just have to sit in the stands and cheer him while he gets his brains beaten out. Doctor, please, I'm a middle-aged woman.
Now, listen, you better get out of here. Practice is almost over and Bert will be coming in for treatment. And I don't think it'll help matters any if he finds you here.
All right, Doc, get out your horse liniment. Gina?
Hello, Bert.
What are you doing here?
I was just going...
Hey, wait. What are you doing here? What are you two up to?
Ah, come on, Bert. We're not up to anything.
You're talking about me, isn't that it, huh? Discussing my condition? Or is it now a problem? Well, you don't have to worry, either of you, because I'm fine.
Bert, I'm not coming to the game Sunday.
Don't want to see the old man get shoved around?
No, I don't like watching you get taken off the field. It's not my idea of a good time.
Hey, this is my number one fan?
Nope, not anymore. I'm sure you have a couple more good years left in you, especially since you don't seem to mind the possibility of being a cripple for the rest of your life.
Gina?
But the fact is, they really don't need you anymore. If you want to keep playing, go ahead. But as far as I'm concerned, your career's over. I really don't care. I don't care if you win this Sunday. I don't care if you win the Super Bowl. So what? It's just a game. It's just a bunch of guys on phony grass who get paid for trying to move a ball 300 feet. Big deal.
You don't think I can cut it anymore, huh?
Sure you can. Sure you can keep cutting it. You won't quit playing till they have to carry you off on a stretcher, and I just hope to God that won't be too late.
You know, this isn't going to affect my attitude on Sunday, Doc. It just isn't. We're knocking at the door this year, and we're going to go all the way. We got a young team for the most part. It's going to be the start of a whole new era, the Puma Dynasty. And me, I'm the elder statesman.
Bert!
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, what brings you here?
I'm not retiring. I want you to retract the announcement I made.
Oh, whoa, whoa, slow down, big fella. Have a seat.
I'm not retiring.
Hey, that announcement was headline news all last week, Bert. You gave a lot of interviews.
Oh, so what?
So it's going to look awfully silly if I print a retraction this quick.
I don't care.
Oh, look. I knew all along you didn't mean it, and believe me, I'm elated. But let's save it until after the season, okay?
Hey, what are you talking about?
To make it look good.
You don't believe me that I'm not quitting, right?
Of course I do. Didn't I just...
Why is everybody so ready to count me out?
Oh, Bert, take it easy. Didn't you hear what I just said? I'm elated.
So why won't you print a retraction?
Because, frankly, the subject of your retirement is only good for so many stories, Bert. It's been going on now for how many years? 5, 6? It's like a soap opera. We gotta space the episodes. That's all I'm saying. You understand?
Yeah. I guess so. Sorry I busted in on you.
That's okay, pal.
Hey, you know your secretary? She acted like she didn't know who I was.
She doesn't. She hates sports.
Well, folks, here we are in Hortense Stadium for the final game of the regular season, and it's miserable. The rain has turned to sleet and will probably turn to snow by halftime. The wind is coming off the lake at a billion miles an hour, and the playing surface is soaked. If the Pumas win today, they go into the playoffs, and frankly, I don't think that they're going to have much trouble. And there's the end of the first half. The Pumas are out in front by a score of 21-7, and it's starting to snow. Well, we have quite a turn of events, folks. The Pumas' early commanding lead has been obliterated. The Browns have roared back to tie it all up at 21 apiece, and now both teams seem to be bogging down as the playing field has become a sea of mud. Pumas have the ball on the 49-yard line of the Browns. They've been running straight ahead all day because of the condition of the field, and Bert Brandt has been simply magnificent. Quarterback Brock drops back to pass. He's looking for Fish, who's covered. He pumps once. He has to move out of the pocket. Beautiful block by Brandt, but Brock's in trouble. There's Clevenger all alone on the 30-yard line. Brock sees him, but he's hit from behind. He fumbles the ball. It's a free ball. Wood tries for it. Now Collins. Now Simpson. It's still free. And now Brandt has it. Bert Brandt has the ball, and he's still on his feet. He can't believe it. He's running. The 50, the 45, the 40. Folks, this is incredible. For the first time in his 22-year career, Bert Brandt has the football, and he's giving these youngsters a run for their money. He's on the 20. He has never had to run this far in his life. Whoop, he cuts back, and now Weinman has him on the 10. But he's still surging forward like a maddened bull. He's hit by Chris. He's hit by Damon, and he's still on his feet. He's hit by Leeds, and now the entire Brown secondary converges on him, and he's swarmed under on the 3-yard line. Folks, what can you say? It's an incredible story of courage and stamina. Comeback after comeback for a man who cannot stay away from the game. But wait a minute. Brandt isn't getting up. He's not moving. They're signaling for a stretcher. He still hasn't moved. He looks like he's out cold. Bert Brandt, who just made a sensational play that has surely set up the Pumas' go-ahead score for their first division championship ever, is completely unconscious and is being placed onto the stretcher by the trainers. And this entire stadium is on its feet for a standing ovation.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Bert? Bert, can you hear me?
Sure. I hear you, Doc.
Bert?
I was just shaking up a little. I'm okay now.
Doc, how is he?
I'm not sure yet.
I just told you. I'm fine. Let me up.
He's not responding at all.
No.
What? Hey, what's the matter with you guys? Let me go back in.
What happened?
Durango scored! Rookie Wellington led the blocking.
You know, I think that's the smartest draft pick you ever made.
Ha ha, you bet. We ain't gonna lose a thing in that position next year.
Hey, how come you guys are talking like I wasn't here? Doc? Coach?
Better get the ambulance. Gina was right. He just wouldn't quit till they carried him off on a stretcher.
Some people think football players are just little boys who grow up into little boys. Others say the game serves a vital cathartic function by giving us an outlet for our violent impulses. I suppose it's no stranger than a lot of other things in this world, and less harmful than some, unless you don't know when to quit.
Dr. Coggins, how is he?
Still in a coma, but his vital signs are getting stronger.
Is he going to make it?
He was lucky this time. Excuse me.
Where are you going?
I think you should be the first person he sees.
Jean?
I'm sorry, honey.
Did we win?
Yes.
So, we're in the playoffs, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Hey, where am I, in the hospital?
Yes.
What did I do? Did I break something?
You've been in a coma.
Oh. What day is it?
Wednesday.
Oh. Only 3 days, is it? This isn't so bad, is it?
Dr. Coggins says you were lucky this time, Bert. He says you were very lucky.
Yeah. Hey. Do I have time to get dressed and get over to practice?
Yes.
Hey, you know, that's too bad, because, you know, I really don't think I feel like going.
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, The Trenches, was written by Percy Grainger and produced and directed by Elliot Lewis. Your hostess was Cicely Tyson. Our stars were Shepard Menken, Mary Jane Croft, and Gil Stratton. Featured in the cast were Parley Bear and Ed McNamara. The Mutual Radio Theater theme was composed by Nelson Riddle. John Harlan speaking. The Elliot Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI.
This is Leonard Nimoy. Listen to us tomorrow. I've got another story of adventure about men and women defying the odds. Listen here, tomorrow.